let's talk about the movie Steve Jobs briefly. I haven't seen it yet. It's definitely on my watch list. Need to get out to the theater, I think, and see this one before it comes out in other formats. But the thing that caught my eye this week that I thought was interesting is the fact that the iconic 1984 Apple ad that was aired during the 1984 Super Bowl is used in the film. And it sounds as though there was some back and forth between Universal, who made the movie, and Chiat Day, who made the ad, and also Steve Jobs' family was involved. That interested me. Who has the rights to this commercial down the road? Seems like an interesting question in its own right. But the upshot of Universal's contacts trying to get permission to use the ad in the film is they got shut out. Nobody wanted to give them permission to use the ad. The family of Steve Jobs was not real happy with the book, the biography that the movie is at least in part based on. So nobody gave them permission, and Universal's lawyers nevertheless decided, you know what? We can use this ad under fair use, and went through the fair use factors and decided that they were on solid ground. So as far as I know, they haven't been challenged on that yet, and the movie's in theaters now. And it's just interesting to have a big Hollywood studio like Universal take this approach to a piece of IP that's used in the movie. As a film documentary producer as well, Marianne, I'm wondering if you have an opinion on this.
Well, I haven't seen the movie either, so with that caveat that fair use is a really important doctrine, not only for the purposes of copyright specifically, but just based on this principle that we do want to be able to have freedom of expression. We want to be able to discuss ideas, and if we hold copyright law too tightly, that would actually inhibit a lot of conversations, political and otherwise, that we could be having. When you have a movie about an iconic figure, a company that has made so much of an impact on culture, those are the kinds of things you have to consider in fair use. And it would be hard in some ways to tell the story of Steve Jobs without mentioning this commercial. So that's something I think one would have to take into consideration. And also, the people who are objecting to its use would have to show how they are being harmed by it. It would be difficult to make out a claim to say, well, if you use this commercial in your movie, that means that Apple won't sell as many products. That doesn't seem very likely. So it's not a straightforward case, like if someone takes your novel and publishes on the internet so that nobody actually goes and buys your book. So I think fair use is a really important concept. You want innovators and you want filmmakers and artists and singers to use the world as their art to some extent, not to steal it and not to profit from it in ways that would be unethical. But you do want there to be a wide variety of things that people can talk about, discuss, make parodies of, critique. And so I think it's probably right in this case that you should be able to use this commercial, considering the impact that this commercial had and how integrated it is with the history of the company, with the story that they're trying to tell in the movie.
Right. And again, not having seen the movie, I'm not sure how much of it was used, if it was used in its entirety. It does sound like it's not just gratuitously used in the movie at all, that there's quite a bit of the movie about the fact that the commercial was controversial and was going to air during the Super Bowl, and much back and forth about that fact. Alex, anything you want to add to this discussion?
Sure. Well, you know, first, it surprised me that it was the Steve Jobs family that had the rights to the ad, not Apple. Mm-hmm. But that's rather, you know, that's just a side point. I also agree that, you know, that this seemed to be like a clear example of where fair use would apply. But the thing that struck me the most was the fact that even though they didn't have the rights to use it, Universal, a corporate actor here, went ahead and did it anyway. And I think all too often, you know, when you're dealing with these movie studios and just the sort of the corporations that make these you know, movies and works and shows and all that, I think they're often way too timid on the issue of fair use. And often, you know, the policy seems to be, if we can't get the rights to it, we can't include it. And I, you know, I just thought it was good to see one of these movie studios take a stand on this issue.